This is Free Talk Live. We are launching to hour number three of the show, and you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go back to the phone calls. It's Ryan in New Hampshire. Ryan, go ahead and just recap here, because you had called right at the very, or we took your call right at the end of the last hour. So our new listeners here in the third hour have no idea what you were talking about. So go ahead and just recap real quick.
Okay, I was at a New Hampshire House hearing today. The Senate tried to put a rider onto an already horrible but completely unrelated bill to ask the governor to ask for an extension for Real ID. This is after state law prohibits New Hampshire from complying with Real ID.
Okay.
So I went to the hearing today, and there was such a big crowd that they had to make it into a bigger conference room.
Yeah.
Yes.
They only had an hour for the committee meeting, so they only had pretty much other state reps to speak against it, except for the one sponsor who seemed to be pretty upset that that provision was added to the bill in the first place. What most of them talked about was the bill itself, which was expanding some of the police powers of the Attorney General that he shouldn't have in the first place. And most of the committee's already seems to already be looking at not only killing the bill, but stripping away some of the power that the law already gives him. So that's definitely a plus. Now,
okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Now, they adjourned the meeting until Thursday morning at 10. So it's really imperative that everyone in New Hampshire and surrounding areas can be there Thursday at 10 a.m.
So you're saying they never actually got around to talking about the Real ID issue?
They got around to talking to it for talking about it for a bit, but they wanted to address the first part of the bad bill first before even getting to that, and then it's probably going to be bounced to a few more committees too, because it's such a cluster F of a bill that it falls under the purview of several of them.
So here's my question for you, Ryan. What if they actually push it through? What if they go through with this Real ID thing here in New Hampshire? Are you going to accept one?
Oh, no. I was actually on the news today. I found out that made me look really fat. But
camera adds 10 pounds.
It's true.
but like I said, it's very imperative. And, oh, tomorrow you'll be able to see the Ridley report of the demonstration we did after the hearing, where we got hassled by the Capitol security to he tried to say we needed a permit to demonstrate, which, of course, comes as news to me.
No, they were just making it up, right?
Yeah, well, what happened was after a short conversation about constitutional rights, he decided he was going to go get some more people, and apparently whatever people he went to go get explain to him, right. You can't do this, because he never showed back up.
Nice. So that'll be on the Ridley Report at ridleyreport.com?
Yes, should be up there probably tomorrow.
Very good, Ryan. Thanks for the call tonight, and thanks for the activism here in New Hampshire, trying to keep it as free as possible.
You know, even if you don't agree with the particular activism that's going on, whether you think that doing politics is silly, or whether you think that doing civil disobedience is, you know, pointless or whatever, people in New Hampshire are doing something, and they're not doing anything in other states.
Yeah.
Now, the Real ID issue is alive and well, apparently in Montana, doing really good there, but
it's true.
I have people taken to the streets protesting, or is Montana just lucky to have a governor that says, hey, federal government, go to hell?
Ah, it's a good question. Maybe Jeremy in Montana will be able to answer it for us, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy, Montana? Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Instead of dwelling on, conspiracies and all this kind of stuff, I decided to do something today, because the other night some officers came to my door and entered my trailer illegally.
Hmm. Were you cranking up the tunes again, Jeremy?
No. I was just having a loud conversation with myself. And there's no law against that, is there?
Nope. Okay.
And so they said that was disorderly conduct and came in my little trailer here and threw me up against my coverage and placed handcuffs on me.
For talking to yourself loud.
Right.
And now, Jeremy, hold on a second. They just came in?
Yes.
You did not let them in?
Well, it was probably thought it was a domestic dispute.
After I asked them not to come in, forthwith. You know what I mean?
Did you have a lock on your door?
Well, it was open. I was letting the Montana Spring air in, and all of a sudden, and I did make an official written complaint today with the sheriff. So I am trying to get something done about, you know, police officers just coming in people's houses and taking advantage of people and crap like that. And I wanted to read something real quick if I might have a moment of your time.
Sure.
The law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is a supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It's impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated as follows. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null
and void. There's no doubt about it. So which law are you calling out as invalid here, Jeremy?
Illegal searching. I mean, because I didn't have anything in my house, so there's checks and balances. So they entered my house illegally and arrested me for disorderly conduct. I feel that the charge should be thrown out.
Well, good luck with that. Let us know how it goes, all right? And thank you for the call tonight. You know, I wonder, what would if there are any law enforcement officers out there listening, how would one keep cops out of one's house if you're enjoying, you know, the spring breeze? If you've got your front door open, all the windows open, and is there any way, I mean, can you, like, hang a little sign down from the door frame or something that says,
bureaucrats,
no cops?
Yeah. Bureaucrats not allowed.
Right.
No, I was told by the police one time they entered my house, so this was years back when my door was just, it was broken, so it couldn't shut, and they told me that if it's open, a crack even, ours was broken, so it couldn't latch. If it can't latch, it's free to enter. Mm. So that's what the cops in Keene at least told me, that if it's even open a crack or broken or anything like that, they're free to enter. It counts as an open doorway, and anyone can waltz right in. I would take a different stand on such the approach. Of course, that's their opinion.
The things that cops tell teenagers are a little different than what cops talk to adults about.
Very
so.
True.
Yeah, well, if that's true, does that mean that anybody can walk in?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if somebody's just walking down the street and they happen to notice that someone's front door is open, is that an open house policy?
Is that an invitation?
I mean, I've heard of breaking and entering, so obviously this would involve breaking, but it's still entering. Is the entering part not actually a crime?
Well, it could be trespassing.
Trespassing, yeah, but then you'd have to have a sign up, right?
No, you don't have to have a sign up.
For no trespassing?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Why do they have those signs?
Well, why do they put people in prison for trespassing when they were on a place that didn't have a sign?
Well, maybe they had to be asked to leave, and
they
didn't
leave. I think trespassing on land is a different issue than trespassing in a structure. You think you just walk into somebody's house because
the
door's open?
That's what the cops are saying. You can
walk
right in.
They're lying to a teenager.
All right. I just want to know from a law enforcement officer, if any of them are listening, 800-259-9231, how to keep the cops out without a closed door.
If they think a crime is being committed, in Jeremy's instance, you know, if he's talking to himself loud, somebody might be under the impression that there's a domestic dispute going on. Perhaps he's banging on the table while he talks to himself loud. Mm-hmm. Then they could perhaps think that somebody's banging somebody's head against the wall. Then I think they've got some probable cause to enter a trailer. I'm sorry to Jeremy you don't agree with anything that cops do. So it doesn't matter what you agree.
Nobody called the cops in that particular instance.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know.
What
that.
If the next door neighbor called the cops?
I think
there could be a domestic dispute going on.
That could be a problem. What if somebody just called the cops on you, claiming they thought there was a domestic excuse or dispute? Or what if the cops just don't like you and so they made it up that they heard you banging around in there and you thought there was a domestic dispute? No, I'm sorry, that's not probable cause in my book. That's just harassment.
What if they hear like bang 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 and then somebody goes ah? Is that probable cause?
Could be a TV show.
See, nothing. There is no excuse for what a cop does.
That's
in
right.
Your mind.
That's right. 1-800-259-9231. You
just
can bring
as
up
you
anything.
Show them true colors, baby.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, March 25th, 2008. Gold, $9.29.70. Gold coins can be purchased for $9.56.45, $4.71.05 for half, $2.35.53 for quarter. That's $9.56.45, $4.71.05, and $2.35.53. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com, it's fast and easy. I actually did a will there, and it was fast and easy. And cheap, too. If you had a lawyer do a will, it would have been hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I think it was $50 or $60 on
them. And did you save $10?
I did. I put in FTL. They do all sorts of legal documents. Actually, I didn't save $10 because they gave it to me for free so I could try out the service and be able to say it's fast and easy.
Oh, that was nice of them.
It was fast and easy. In fact, I did it probably in maybe 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Normally, it takes me, you know, forever to just figure out what the legalese says on this legal stuff.
Well, they ask you questions. You answer the questions. It fills out the form for you.
Huh.
Easy. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
And it doesn't matter what state you're in either, right? Because there's usually different forms for different states.
They can handle that.
Cool. All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Let's go to Floyd in Texas, listening on KTAE. Hello, Floyd. Floyd, Texas. KTAE, going once. Floyd in Texas, going twice. Let's try Dylan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dylan.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Nothing. Well, I just wanted to quickly say, I kind of disagree with one of the callers brought up the notion that, you know, the reason Ron Paul didn't, part of the reason he didn't succeed is, you know, because he was associated with all the wacky, tinfoil hat-wearing, lizard-loving conspiracy theorists. And I just kind of think that that's not really accurate. I mean, of course, the media was going to use that to try to demonize him, but I mean, really, libertarians already kind of had it. You know, it's, I think, been established for a while that libertarian or constitutional views are a threat to the establishment. So I think they're just using, you know, the 9/11 truth movement, because it's a lot bigger at the moment than it was, of course, years before.
I don't think that caller was suggesting that it was the conspiracy people that brought Ron Paul's campaign down. I think he was suggesting
that... He said that brings down, you know, that sullies what libertarians are, is the 9/11
well,
truth
stuff. Well, exactly, but I mean, it's like, you know, you can do that with any group. I mean, you know, you're going to have Democrats. If one's into something, does that mean all Democrats are into, you know, that? I'm just saying, I think that's oversimplifying.
I think you're right.
I think that, Democrats are sullied with the global warming thing, for instance.
Absolutely. And I know Democrats who don't believe in it.
Absolutely. But, in fact, it's a Democrat platform.
But they're so big, it doesn't matter. Like, for the Democrats and the Republicans.
Global warming, even though it's crappy science and, you know, essentially something close to, you know, pagan worship of the Earth, it doesn't seem to matter.
Well, for them, it seems to have almost taken over the movement. Same with the Republicans. I mean, they're saddled with the old school Republicans that actually believe in smaller government are saddled now with the neoconservatives who are now representing the movement and representing their party, and it makes them look bad, too. So, I mean, you're right. To an extent, all political parties suffer from this, or political groups suffer from the, you know, the problem of not being able to control who comes in. It's just that the libertarians suffer greater because the party's so new, or the movement is so new. And so I can understand both sides, and I think you're right, and the caller earlier was correct, too.
Yeah, well, I just think, I mean, I consider myself a member. I don't even like to say that because it sounds cult-like or something, of the 9/11 truth movement. But, I mean, I just think people out there, I do know, there are definitely people I know in that movement that freak me out. You know, I don't go as far as some people do, and, you know, but some of them are lacking common sense. I mean, like, for instance, when I went to vote, you know, I dressed more like Michael Keaton than an activist. You know, I didn't show up with a...
You have a bat in your
Did I say Michael Keaton? I mean Alex Keaton, excuse me. I'm thinking family ties, sorry. No, but, I didn't show up in my activist gear or anything like that. You know, it was more I was trying to look like the prim and proper... neocon, and I just think people use common sense. You know, I think there's room for everyone. It's just, you know, you gotta, if you really believe in something, then just do it the same way that they've been doing us. Which
okay,
been
you sound up. Like a relatively, you sound like you've got it relatively together, unlike some of the conspiracy people that call in. So I'm going to throw out my favorite question, since you are an admitted 9/11 truther. What is your end game? What is your purpose in supporting that movement?
Well, I mean, that's just part of my, you know, I share all the same platforms that are most of, I'd say 95% of the views you know, I consider myself a constitutionalist, so that's not my main focus. In fact, I've gotten frustrated with the movement when it's only focused on that. I mean, that to me is a big part of it, but that's only a piece of a very large puzzle. I guess the end game there would be just to, that to me is just to bring to light that governments tend to, everyone for years has been so brainwashed into thinking that, and you all know that the government does bad things to the people. And, you know, and I don't even find it necessary to bring up 9/11 with everyone. If I can start a conversation with someone about the Federal Reserve, then I'll start with that. You know, I think people also need to get smarter and, like, look at who they're talking to. If you're talking to someone who you can generally tell if they're just going to be completely turned off by that, for instance, if you're talking to a pro-war guy, then I like to bring up, you know, how global warming is BS. If you're talking to someone who's a big global warming fan, then you start with the war or the Federal Reserve. You know, you get in like that, and then I think once people take the time to just read all the documents and stuff, they can broaden their horizons. And I want to go back on this real quick. As far as the, and I want to say first, I'm agnostic on the chemtrail stuff, okay? I do know I saw a government website a while back that was detailing something along those lines, but my point is I'm agnostic. But I disagree with you when you say that, you know, what are you going to do about, you know, it was kind of like you were looking for an answer. But I think people can do things, you know, if that person can figure out and prove that there's really chemtrail spraying going on in their town, then what they do is they take the evidence and they go to their local environmental board or whatever would oversee that and maybe get it banned locally, do it at the local level. If people get fluoride removed from their water locally, then why not that?
Well, first of all, there is no evidence, so it's, you know, that would be relatively difficult to do. But if, you know, if that was something you could collect, then yeah, you'd have a point. But no one.
Well, that's what I mean. I just mean hypothetically. I'm not an advocate.
There's no evidence, and most of these people, they just sit on their back porches, smoke cigarettes, and look up at the sky and think they're doing something important. You know, you actually sound like you've got a head on your shoulders, and you know, thank goodness you're not going around leading with the 9/11 truth issue. I just see it as a complete waste of time. You know, all these people that are into it, they've spent hours and hours. Many of them brag that they've spent 500 hours researching 9/11, and for what? I mean, what has it gotten you? How has that helped advance liberty? How has it done anything to help the movement of advancing freedom in our lifetime? And the fact is, it hasn't.
Well,
and
most of them don't even care about liberty. Really, they just care about their conspiracy theory or whatever.
Yeah,
and a lot of 9/11 truthers are just Democrats.
Well, and it's the conspiracy theory of the moment too. You know, there was one before that. It was the Oklahoma City bombing, and then you know before that it was JFK, and all of it. All of it has had no effect whatsoever on advancing liberty in our lifetime. So I'm glad that you at least pick and choose based on who you're talking to. You sound like you at least have a head on your shoulders. Thanks for your call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Anything goes. This is your show if you make the call. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. 954-9971 or BESTGLIDE.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com. The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll free line at the end here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and edit them. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. Attention, libertarians. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or a recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Participation is free. Apply by March 31st. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. All right, we continue with your phone calls. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello. Hey,
what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to first of all talk about Ron Paul.
Yes, please.
I guess.
Do you
I
feel
guess
scammed, Gene? Someone called earlier suggesting Ron Paul was a scam.
Hey, I must have not got the memo because I'm still trying to get this guy in the White House. So I must have missed something. But I'm working real hard. Huh?
Keep on swinging.
I'm gonna keep swinging till the very end. But you know, I'm still waiting for McCain to keel over. But, you know, since Hillary got on the air and talked about what a war hero she is, I'm thinking about changing my vote for Hillary now.
She's a war hero, that's right.
I heard something about this. Didn't somebody say that she had claimed that she was under fire when she got off a helicopter, but dad was there with her and he said nothing of the sort happened?
I think she might have got a bullet hole in her skirt or something.
But, you know, I imagine that you know, if she gets called on it, she's just going to say, "Oh well, you know, the Secret Service said that there was machine gun fire in the area." So
I don't know. I saw some video supposedly that was taken from that day, and she was out there shaking hands, taking pictures and stuff.
Right,
and
like any politician is going to land under fire.
She's a politician. What do you want?
Yep.
Okay, Ron Paul's not a politician. He's a real guy. But
by definition, he is a politician, but he's certainly not in the league of those others. There's no doubt.
Yeah, he is not the politician type, even though he's presently employed that way.
Mm-hmm.
So So, about conspiracy. Yeah. I've counted myself among the conspiracy nuts, and I'm a little, you know, I see your guys' side of the argument. I think that you tend not to see the other side of the argument. And I see you guys kind of making the same mistake that you accuse the churches of doing, or religions of doing, and that is being a divider rather than a uniter. In, on the side of liberty, we need everybody. Now, this is something that you might take a lesson from Ron Paul, because Ron Paul, even though he says that he doesn't buy into the conspiracy stuff, you won't see him saying they're a bunch of wackos. You see, to unite everybody, you have to accept them as they are, and you have to use whatever tools they have in order to fight for liberty. Now, you don't...
I don't want to be seen with them.
Well, don't be seen with them, but don't call them names. I mean, I don't want to be seen with people wearing rainbow sweatshirts either, but I don't call them names. You know, this is the thing is, everybody has to work together for liberty. You don't get liberty by saying that a bunch of people are nuts, even if
they
are nuts.
Did I say that last guy on the phone was nuts? No, not at all.
No.
I said he had a head on his shoulders and he was approaching things sensibly.
Earlier, you go back and listen to the tape. Earlier, you were. And I'm just saying that all you're doing is stirring up a hornet's nest when you do stuff like that, because there are a lot of good points on the conspiracy side. That's why I believe in a lot of these conspiracies. But like everything else, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. It does not lie clear on the Alex Jones side, and believe it or not, it doesn't lie where you guys sit either. The truth is somewhere in the middle. There are definitely government plans to throw crap in the atmosphere for whatever, for weather modification and all this other stuff, but you also have to temper that with common sense. In other words, 30,000 feet is not the place you want to spray something if you're trying to get the people below you, because...
Plus, everyone's living longer.
Right, and Gene, don't forget... I said that I'm pretty reasonably, you know, I wouldn't doubt for a second that they're trying to control the weather. What I said is, you can't do anything about it.
And I never called,
yeah,
you know,
no,
if I've called somebody crazy, then it would have only been like an individual caller. I have suggested that the conspiracy people make us look crazy. They make us look wacky.
Go back and play it. You said those people are all a bunch of wackos. That's your exact words. Now, I can go back and download it tomorrow and play it for you tomorrow if you want. But I'm not trying to get on a spitting match with you. What I'm trying to make is you need everybody on the side of liberty. You need the wackos. You need the people that believe in little green men. You need the homosexuals. You need the Christians. You need everybody on the side of liberty. You can't be a divider. You've got to be a uniter. Now, I want to see the Black Panthers fighting alongside the Ku Klux Klan.
I don't think it's
going to
happen. I don't think you can
told you that before
unite
on this
certain
program.
Groups.
Talk about utopian.
I've told you that before, and it can happen. It can happen when you get both sides to say, you know what, we've got a bigger enemy, and that enemy is the people that are trying to take away our liberty. You
Wait,
get
shouldn't
them
we
together.
Be trying to unite them too, Gene?
Yes, absolutely. What did I just say?
No, the people that are trying to take our liberty is what
Yeah, the bad guys. Shouldn't we unite with them too?
You can unite a lot of them, because there are some of those people who are trying to take our liberty, like the guys on the SWAT team, that don't realize what they're doing. So, yes, you got to reach out to the SWAT team guys. You got to reach out to the people in Congress, for instance, that are constantly voting on these bills. You got to say, hey, you know, there's a better way. That's what Ron Paul
Gene,
is doing on a
daily
basis.
If I said they're all wackos, I didn't mean it. And you know, maybe I was getting caught up in the heat of the moment. I don't recall saying that. I might have suggested that they were, you know.
It's certainly frustrating to have our entire show sidetracked by these things, because that seems how it always goes.
Clearly, they're not all wackos. Some of them are very intelligent. We've had you and the gentleman that called before you, obviously very intelligent people that believe in conspiracy theories. And again, you know, if you want to get into the definition of conspiracy, then it's just two people plotting to do something in secret. And certainly, there are conspiracies out there, so there's no doubt about that. So, you know, if I said that earlier, I take it back. I'm not trying to divide anybody. But at the same time, I also don't want to be around the people that are just pushing conspiracy theories. So, yes, I'm not interested in spending time with those people. I'm not interested in being associated with them. I don't want people to think I'm part of their organization or their movement, because people do view them as wacky or wackos, and many of them absolutely are, and I don't want those people around. Is that okay, or do I have to associate with them?
Well, I'm just trying to tell you how to. And number one, if you don't want to spend as much time on it, on your program, you need to not be the divider. You need to just brush it aside, you know, treat each caller with respect and go, oh, yeah, okay, well, I don't really believe that. Thank you very much for your call and move on to the next thing. But when you go, ah, they're a bunch of wackos and nuthead cases, then you guarantee you're going to get 10 more phone calls. You see what I'm saying?
Thank you for the call tonight, Gene. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, you guys were sitting here with me as we were doing the show tonight. Was I goading them in that way?
Yeah. When the guy called in, the first guy called in on chemtrails, you know, you said, they're contrails! And yeah, absolutely. You know, that guy, you picked on him.
It can be tough not to sometimes. When you have it over and over again, I'm the same way. I mean, to a certain point, I don't want to be associated with someone. So someone thinks of libertarianism. I go say, so what are your beliefs? And I go, well, they're in alignment with libertarianism. It's the best way to describe it to someone who has never heard of it before. And when they think of it as libertarian, oh, contrails, conspiracy theories, I don't really want that association. And that's what I see a lot of times when I am entertaining these thoughts and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I can't just have, you know, Free Talk Live is the show you can call in and talk about anything. But at the same time, I want to discuss the issues and make sure that people understand where we all stand. So if someone calls in to start talking about some sort of, you know, whack job, tinfoil hat conspiracy, then I'm going to call them onto the carpet.
Well, you could ask questions. One of the things that you did was ask, well, how come we aren't sick? You know, how come we're living longer?
Right.
It's a great question for you know, people that believe that they're spraying chemicals
right.
in the sky.
It wouldn't be as entertaining of a show.
I think that there might be spraying chemicals in the sky to control the weather.
Not be as entertaining of a show if we were to just let somebody call in and say, okay, you've got 60 seconds, talk, and then hang up on them and take the next call. That's not interactive. It's not talk radio. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground. Go for the win and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those and become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Send us $3 a month so we can take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country. In fact, the AMP program continues to reap dividends in the form of new stations. We just had, I shouldn't say very much, but a major program director for a major company in the radio business emailed us out of the blue today, Mark.
It's the best email I've gotten in a long time.
I have a feeling that it has a lot to do with both the amplifiers and the money that we're spending promoting the show, because that's what the AMP money does, but also individuals calling their local stations. I think that was a factor here, too, because I know for a fact that people in this particular area had been calling recently. So that can also, it all adds up together. A little bit here, a little bit there, makes a difference. The point of the AMP program is to send in money so we can reinvest it and advertise the show. Toby, you just opened up Talkers Magazine a moment ago, and what was the first thing you saw?
Ian Bernard's face and his letter to the editor.
Right, well, there's that, but if you page through a few more pages, you actually see a half-page ad for Free Talk Live, which, you know, that's paid for by the amplifier dollars. Yes. It's just one of the things that we're doing, one of the many things. And you can get a list of all the things we're doing at amp.freetalklive.com. And get involved in the program. You get perks, too, like the AMP-only chat room. There's all kinds of people in there chatting away right now. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and also you'll access the AMP-only call-in lines, the forum, the AMP-only Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you can't afford to AMP, it's no big deal. You can't afford a phone call, right? So go to local.freetalklive.com to learn how, or actually local FAQ will take you to the frequently asked questions, local FAQ. .freetalklive.com. Learn how to call your local talk station and ask them for Free Talk Live if they don't carry us. And if they do carry Free Talk Live, then thank them. Let them know you appreciate the fact that they took the time to air this show on their station. So there's different ways you can help the show, and we appreciate all of them. 1-800-259-9231. To your phone calls, we go to Lee in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee. Lee, Montana. Yo. Hello.
A couple of lighter notes to start off with. One, Anarchist Gene sounds like a guy I'd like to meet.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
At least drink beer with him. Two, too bad he's in Texas. But Texas, Montana, we're kind of...
Tennessee. He's a Tennessee.
Tennessee. They're a good place, too. They're kind of all tried to maintain a freedom, liberty-based area. And, you know, we all watch it just slowly getting pecked away at us.
What else is on your mind tonight, Lee?
Well, KGZ is celebrating its 81st, that's our local radio station, 81st birthday.
Isn't it the oldest independently owned station in America?
In the world.
Wow.
Never got sucked up by any of the big monsters. There's one in Pennsylvania that's older, but it got bought up in the 50s, and now it's one of the big conglomerates. So that's part of our thing. Now, this guy, he runs programming such as yours and GCN programming, for whatever that stands for, covers a whole gamut of things. He you know, he's lost advertisers over it.
Sure.
But he does it because he wants the whole views, all the views out there. I mean, he even has Alan Combs on, for heaven's sakes.
Well, in the world of controversial talk radio, there are always going to be problems with advertisers.
He doesn't even let it bother him. He takes a like
$2
drop in the stock market and goes find somebody else. But
I'm sure he knows by now, and he's not here to talk about it with us, but I'm sure he knows by now that when you're bringing an advertiser on board with the controversial show, you've got to tell them in advance. You've got to say, look, people are going to complain, but that's okay, because that means people are listening to your ads, and it doesn't matter what they think of the show. What matters is they're hearing your advertisements.
Well, that's right. Now, back to conspiracy, I'd like to do a little...
All we have time for is a little, my friend. We've got
a little conspiracy versus a conspiracy theory, the difference. In other words, people might think there's a conspiracy between the libertarians to turn their state into a libertarian state. That would be a conspiracy. A couple people getting together. Well, it's a theory until they can prove it. They can actually prove it. You've got 500 people that move there. So the
now, wait, is it a conspiracy if it's not done in secret? I think secrecy is an important portion of conspiracy, right?
I think there's just, it's all, well, that's what makes it a theory, is the fact it's a secret. Once you get proof, just like scientific theory becomes a theorem, once you get proof, it's a theory till you get proof. At that point, you have proof, and then you're trying to expand on it. The last thing quickly is, if there's no chemtrails, China, Japan, and Germany just joined up here about 6 weeks ago with telling resolutions to the UN that they want to be exempt from chemical trail spraying. So it's in the UN, and I have people looking into that, trying to find out exactly how that was worded.
Well,
so they apparently know there's something going on there that they don't particularly want their populace taken.
All right, Mark, what's our new technique with the chemtrail stuff?
Do you support liberty, the advancement of liberty?
Duncan Lee?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you support the advancement of liberty?
Sure.
Great, then I agree with whatever crackpot theory you're talking about.
Thanks for the call, Lee. Appreciate it.
There you go.
800-259-9231.
I think Lee's awesome, and, you know, I honestly think he's one of the more reasonable guys that calls.
Let's see here. The definition of conspiracy, it is an evil, unlawful, treacherous, or surreptitious plan formulated in secret by two or more persons, also defined as any concurrence in action, combination of persons.
But I guess the Free State Project is not a conspiracy.
So it has to be evil?
It has to be, well, it says also, no, definition three is a combination of persons for a secret, unlawful, or evil purpose. So generally,
conspiracy has a tendency to be sort of nefarious.
So you couldn't conspire to do something nice for someone? I guess it would be fly in the face of the definition.
You know, it's like somebody who's horribly good looking.
The number one definition is act of conspiring, and then if you look up conspire, it's a verb to agree together, especially secretly, to do something wrong, evil, or illegal. So, yeah, probably you don't want to use the term conspire if you're doing something nice for someone. Let's continue with your calls. Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Dave, Montana, going once.
Life to the resistance, man. Hey, I guess it depends on what side of the conspiracy you're on, if it's evil or good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a pretty good conspiracy that started this country, huh?
That's a good point. It's a good point.
Because the British would have thought it was an evil conspiracy, but we thought it was a pretty good one, right? And they were probably keeping it secret for a long time before they led on to the British that we don't want them here no more.
Dave, you have
but,
a
you can't believe everything you see in here now, can you?
Certainly
you
know? Not.
And the chemtrails, it's because they blew off the ionosphere and they're putting a reflective substance up there so we don't burn up from the UVs.
Oh, that's a new one.
That's
I hadn't
a
heard
good
that
one,
one
right?
Yet.
Yeah, throw that one in there.
Right, it's actually they're trying to help the AM radio stations
it's like
propagate
putting,
further, right?
It's putting that lotion on the whole world, you know? They
that's a lot of lotions.
And then
not
that
only
one
is it the size of the world,
to...
but it's actually bigger than the world because you have to go all the way around it.
Yeah. And then the one guy, you know, he's talking about love your enemy because it makes things good, but that don't make good radio. You got to, you know, pick on people. And, like, I'm thinking Ian was picking on smokers a little bit too much tonight. He kept on saying, smoking on the porch, smoking.
Oh, that's just like that was the example that guy gave.
You threw on smoking like it was a bad thing.
I've smoked on the porch plenty of times, my friend. Let me tell you. Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it.
Wait.
Yeah, wait.
I got this Republican deal, man.
What?
I think it's hilarious. The Republicans, in their last dying act, reach out to Hillary because they're so afraid of Obama. You know what I mean? It's Save Hillary Day today or something.
It just goes to show that anything
is game in
politics.
It just shows how corrupt these guys are,
yep.
Man.
You nailed it. Dave, thanks for the call, man. Got to move on here. 800-259-9231. I look forward to the day when I can smoke on the porch again. Let's continue and talk to...
Yeah, right. What are you, global warming?
Jimmy in California.
Every summer.
You know when I'm smoking those. Jimmy, you're on the air.
I've been on hold for a while. You guys caught me smoking on the porch.
There you go.
Hey, you know, I kind of called about Ron Paul. And what I was calling about is, you know, when Ron Paul began his candidacy, you know, he didn't have a lot of support. He had support of libertarians. But, I mean, as far as people outside of the libertarian movement, he didn't really have much support. So Ron Paul was pretty much going around, and he was talking to a lot of different people. And, you know, he went ahead and made statements, you know, with the people he was talking about. And, you know, over time he gained support.
Mm-hmm.
People started to believe in his candidacy. And I think for the most part, I think everybody, you know, never really expected that Ron Paul was going to be president of the United States.
20 seconds, Jimmy.
But what they did do is, you know, they got a voice out there in the mainstream, you know, even though he was cut off, our voices were out there and heard, and more people heard about the libertarian movement, and everything started moving forward, you know.
And it's going to continue moving forward. He was a good catalyst to advance the movement of liberty. And thank you for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. We will return. You can join us tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com and join Toby at freemindstv.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body. And your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a